Now, as we come today to the third chapter of the book of Numbers, we can see that God's preparing the children of Israel for the wilderness march. And first of all, there must be the order of the camp. And we've seen that there was a census, that the men of war might be chosen, and that they might know who they were, and be able to say that they were a son of Abraham. And then the standards and the order of the camp, so they had to know where they belong. And now we also see what they are to do. And we take here the tribe of Levi in the third chapter. The tribe of Levi is considered here. And I want you to notice as we look at the census and standards here that pertain to this particular tribe that had the oversight of the tabernacle. I'm reading now at verse 1, chapter 3 of Numbers. These also are the generations of Aaron and Moses in the day that the Lord spoke with Moses in Mount Sinai. And these are the names of the sons of Aaron: Nadab, the firstborn, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. These are the names of the sons of Aaron, the priests which were anointed, whom he consecrated to minister in the priest's office. And Nadab and Abihu died before the Lord when they offered strange fire before the Lord in the wilderness of Sinai, and they had no children. And Eleazar and Ithamar ministered in the priest's office in the sight of Aaron their father. So that what we have is the record that is now confirmed that was given in the book of Leviticus, that Nadab and Abihu were destroyed because they intruded into the high priest's office, which they should not have done. We're given then first the family of Aaron and of Moses. Now the tribe of Levi is given to Aaron. Will you notice that? And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, bring the tribe of Levi near and present them before Aaron the priest, that they may minister unto him. Now the tribe of Levi was given to the great high priest, to Aaron, to assist him. And you and I, as believers in the church and a priesthood of believers, we've been given to our great high priest. Listen to him in his priestly prayer. He mentions that in John 17, verse 6, he says, I have manifested thy name unto the man which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. You notice that the church has been given to the Lord Jesus. The believers have. And then again in verse 9, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And so we have been given as a love gift from the Father to the Son. And some of us may feel like he didn't get very much, but it's not what we are, it's what he's going to make out of us. That's important.